In you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light, we shall see light.
I said, the future is predictable. You can predict the future when you live by the word of God. So when you receive the word, by the word you have received, you can predict the future that I cannot fail. Because these words are programming me for greatness. Hey, I show you are here. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For serving me with the best wine.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Open your Bibles to John chapter 2. John chapter 2. In our discussion on the book of John, I explained this briefly, but I'm not going to explain this to you doctrinally. I'm only going to admonish you. I'm not going to be more theological on this matter. All right? Just exhortation. All right. In John chapter 2, verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
You know, someone ignorant just said, Jesus got married, he had his wedding, and that was the wedding in Canaan. Beloved, how can you be invited to your own wedding? I don't know what people read when they read the Bible.
Now, let me read it again in case any of those people who happen to read this verse. Now, both Jesus and his disciples received invitation letter. Were invited to the wedding. They didn't invite themselves. They didn't invite, they were invited. When they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Now, it was not Jesus and his disciples that ran out of wine. I sure you are here. It was not Jesus and his disciples. It's not those that were mentioned there that ran out of wine. It was the entire wedding ceremony. Now, in the Jewish culture, one of the most important ceremonies, events, in the Jewish culture are weddings. Weddings are very important to the Jews. Now listen, a wedding without wine is a symbol of sorrow. A wedding without wine is a symbol of sorrow. It is also a symbol, not just of sorrow of that event, but a symbol of a sorrowful life. So wine at the wedding is also a testimony of happiness, of gladness, and of celebration. One of the important benefits of wine is that wine serves as a symbol of happiness. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 10. It says, people prepare meal for enjoyment. Wine makes life joyful. Money answers all things. So people prepare meals for enjoyment. And with wine, they make merry. So if you want to make merry, according to the Jewish culture, if you want to make merry, you need wine. It means the absence of wine is the declaration of sorrow and of lack of merry. So that's how important wine is. And that is why Mary took it as an important need. She didn't just overlook. And I could tell that this was a wedding that was really connected to the family. And Mary didn't just want the wedding to be flattered with disappointment. Now the truth is that you must serve wine from the beginning of the celebration to the end. There should be no time, not like Ghanaian wedding, where you come and every participant one drink. Hello. Like how some of you are preparing, planning that when you're going to marry me, my own. If you come, you get wine, fine. You don't get wine, go. In a Jewish culture, they serve wine from the beginning to the end, all through the ceremony. And from the verse 10, we saw something there. They showed the tradition or the usual things that happen in the serving of wine at each wedding. We find out that the best wine are served first. The reason they serve the best wine is that by the time people may partake of the best wine, they are full. So the worst wine is reserved for the last occasion. So that should let you know that wine is served all through the occasion, from the best to the worst. From the best to the worst. And that wasn't the story of this couple. Now, again, for you not to serve wine in a ceremony, it's also an insult to your guests and a disgrace to the host. So at that moment, at a point when there was no wine, it was now like there's shame. Shame is coming. Not even shame is coming. Shame has come. Because now there was no wine. No wonder Mary didn't beat about the bush. She went straight to the point. There is no wine. It means there's an understanding of the consequence. There's going to be shame. The guests are going to be disappointed. People are going to get angry. Now, invitation in also in the Jewish culture to weddings and ceremonies are reciprocation. All right? So, whenever you invite someone for an event, the person makes sure they give you the best of treats in the Jewish culture. So, when you also invite them, they expect the best of treatment. But now, in this couple's engagement, they are now going to, wedding, they are now going to demonstrate the worst of treatment. Embarrassment is here. Do you look into your life and it looks like where you've gotten to, there's going to be embarrassment. If God doesn't step in, there's going to be shame, there's going to be disgrace, there's going to be Yahweh. Your story shall not be part of Yahweh of the day. Hey. Did you hear what I said? I said your story is not going to be part of the Yahweh of the day. Your days are flooded with good news. I said good things are coming to you today. You receive good things into your life. Hey, you receive good things into your life. There are people that are born again. They are in Christ. They have the life of God. Yet, they've come to a point where they see sorrow all around them. They see defeat. They can't just see success. Is it possible to have Jesus in your life and still have struggle? Yes. Is it possible to have Jesus in your life and walk in defeat? Yes. Is it possible to have Jesus in your life and live in shame, frustration, and seems like you don't have the right answers to the challenge surrounding you? Whilst you have Jesus in your life, yes. Is it possible to have Jesus in your life and have a bad year? Yes. Is it possible to have a Jesus in your life and in your year, instead of it to be crowned with goodness, you're going to see failure upon failure, but that will not happen to you. Hey. But it's possible for people to be born again, because the point is that if you are born again, you have Jesus in your life. The moment you become born again, you have Christ has entered your life. You have received Christ in your life. And you can look into the mirror, and when you stand in the mirror, you can't find anything good. You can't find anything beautiful. You can't find any sweet wine. There is no wine in your life. I love it, Jesus. You found the best in me. You found the best in me. Oh, glory! So it's possible. And that's when people become frustrated. They feel that they are born again and things are not happening. They begin to blame God. Why me? Lift your right hand. I enjoy sweet wine. Likaba City. Can you see it? Can you see it? Let me show you a scripture in Psalm 104. You see, Jesus came to demonstrate the goodness of God. Jesus turning water into wine is one of the signs of God's goodness upon mankind. See, in the worst scenario, when you turn to Jesus, you experience the best. Doesn't matter. Don't ever think that in your life, all you deserve is the worst things. No, you don't deserve the worst. You are made for the best. All right. Look at this in Psalm 104. Found the best in me. Formed your life in me. Jesus. You are the lover of my soul, Jesus. You came to me in the fullness of your grace. You reached out to me in the fullness of your love. Oh, Jesus.
You found the best in me. Oh, oh, and found your life, Jesus. Jesus, you are the lover.
Listen, listen. You enjoy the best of God. Let it sink deep into you. You just can't have a failing life. No, 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 no. Let it sink deep into you. Let it sink deep into you. You enjoy the best of God. You enjoy. All things work together for my good. Hey, not some things. All things. Kenatosai. Whatever I'm involved in, there is success. I live a successful life. Have this. I just can't fail. In that mandate, in that project, I just can't fail. I hit my target. Kenosh. I hit my target. You are allowing failure. No, stop it. I'm made for the best. Good things. I receive good things into my life. Hey! The sun works for my good. The earth works for my good. Listen. God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. When he brought them out of Egypt, King Pharaoh said, no, I'll not let them go. I'm going after them. Went after them. I have a strategic father. He has planned my life. He has planned my life. I will not allow the adversary to destroy my life, to afflict my world. I refuse to be broken. I refuse to be broken. Hey! Not some things. All things. Bible says, for when the sea saw them, it fled. Do you understand? When the sea saw them, it fled. This is all things work together for my good. That is what it means. All things. Zeliatus. All things. You know why we read the scriptures? The scriptures are the script of our lives. The script of your life. It has been outlined. It has been programmed. It has been designed. Pattern your life after it. Think the scriptures. All things. If you don't know all things, just look at the scripture. Psalm 104. Liba sandelebo. I start from verse 4. He says, you make your messengers into wings of the spirit, and all your ministers become flames of fire. You are creator from the earth, and you hold it all together so it will never fall apart. Do you know why? You will see why soon. You will see it soon. You will see the why soon. You hold it all together so it will never fall apart. You pour the ocean depths over the planets, submerging mountains beneath. Yet at the sound of your thunder shout, the waters all fled away, filling the deep with seas. The mountains rose and valleys sank to the levels you decreed for them. Then you set a boundary line for the seas and commanded them not to trespass. That's why usually global warming is not the reality in the realm. God has commanded, he said, you shall not trespass. Don't live in fear. When you don't know the scriptures, you will live in fear. You will think water, flood, the seas are going to cover the earth. Can't you see how the earth, some parts of the earth are being flooded? Water is taking. Haven't you also heard that some water bodies are drying up? But legals, the equation is always the same. Haven't you heard? Certain water bodies are drying up. Then you set a boundary line for the seas and commanded them not to trespass. You sent springs cascading through the valleys, flowing freely between the mountains and hills. You provide drink for every living thing. Hey! Men and beasts have their thirst quenched because of you. Did you read that? Men and beasts have their thirst quenched because of you. The birds build nests near the tranquil streams, chirping their joyous songs from the branches above. From your kindness, you send the rain to water the mountains from the upper rooms of your palace. Your goodness brings forth fruit for all to enjoy. Hallelujah. Your compassion brings the earth's harvest, feeding the hungry. You cause the grass to grow. For now, pay attention here. Something beautiful here. Why I know God will not allow me to live a failing life, a derailed life. No. Verse 14. Your compassion brings the earth's harvest, feeding the hungry. You cause the grass to grow for livestock, along with the fruit, grains, and vegetables to feed mankind. So what's the goal of all these things that God has set up? Man. For man to have comfort, he fed the livestock so that they will have enough flesh. For man to have much meat. Ah. He says, you provide sweet wine to gladden hearts. Have you seen it? So one of the purposes of wine is to gladden hearts. So you provide sweet wine to gladden hearts. You give us daily bread to sustain life, giving us glowing health for our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. I have it all. So now you see that the wine is to gladden hearts. Now, look at what happened. There was no wine. It means hearts are not going to be gladdened. Embarrassment is at the corner. The news is about to break out that there is no wine. The master of ceremony has called for wine. How do I know? When they prepared the wine, he was the first that was served. As a master of ceremony, he had been to all occasions. He knows the drill. He knows what goes on. He said, the event is ongoing. Please serve me some wine to feel good. The master of ceremony had called for wine. Mary realized that there is shame. Listen, if you come to the crossroad of your life and you realize it looks like all odds are against you, you've tried all the strategies, everything seemed not to work, there is the sure mercy of God. Our Lord is compassionate. The goodness of God flows through Jesus. Don't continue in that challenge. Don't wallow on the ground. Turn away from the challenge. Look unto the Lord. Mary turned to Jesus, said, there is no wine. Jesus said, my time have not yet come. The hour had not yet come. Mary did not complain. Mary did not cry. The next instruction for Mary shows us how to experience the miraculous. Mary turned to the servant and said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. So, you know, when you turn to the Lord, you see, some of you turn to the Lord in prayer, they begin to do what you like. No. When you turn to the Lord in prayer, you do what he tells you to do. Ha ha. Hey, hey. You do what he tells you to do. You take the steps the Lord tells you to take. Turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. You have to turn to the Lord. He turned to the Lord. There is no wine. She never said it twice. She said, there is no wine. The hour had not come. He said to the servant, whatever he tells you to do, do it. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, there were 6 water pots. I explained that in the understanding of the Gospel of John. Go and listen to it. I won't go into that theological discussion. 6 water pots. It has its meaning. Now, the water pots were not filled. Jesus said, fill them. Hiya. Fill them. Now, in the verse 10, all right? In the verse 10, where Jesus, John 2 verse 10, where Jesus spoke to, where the master of ceremony spoke, declaring how best the wine was, all right? We realize that there were 2 things Jesus did in John 2. Jesus did not just produce a quality wine. Jesus produced a quality wine abundantly. I sure you are here. Because each jar or water pot could take about 20 to 30 gallons. So they filled it. It means God doesn't bless you soppy. Hey.
Can you shout this? I'm abundantly satisfied. I didn't ask you to whisper it to say it. Say, my life is full of abundant satisfaction. Can you say it better? My life is flooded. It is full of abundant satisfaction. Glory to God. Verse 5, his mother said to the servant, whatever he says to you, do it. Now, there were set there 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom and he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. Hiya. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior, you have kept the good wine until now. Now, what you should know is that the quality of that wine has not been tasted before. How do I know? From what he said, you serve the best wine from the beginning. Are you following? From the beginning, the best wine is served. Then the inferior ones are served later. Which means that the bridegroom actually served the best wine because he understands it. And then he later served the inferior. And that inferior also got finished. It means there were 3 kinds of wine. And then there was the wine of Jesus. The best wine that came in the worst situation. Let's write it. I enjoy the best wine of God.
I enjoy the best wine.
Now, one of the things that proves what Jesus did was this, or shows who Jesus is this. If you want to have a very good wine, it takes 20, 30, or 50 years. Now, we are not even yet talking about the season when the grapes must be sown, all right? Where you sow, you plant the grapes will germinate, and they will begin to bear fruit. Then goes through the harvest season, and then goes through the wine press, and then the storage for it to ferment. And the best wine is stored between 20 to 50 years. If you want to have the best wine, Jesus did it in a second. You know what he answered, what he announced? What Jesus said was that he is the Lord of time and space. He is the master of the times and the seasons. There can't be delay in my life. See, for you to manifest God's glory in your life, you don't need 10 years. A day is enough. Did you hear what I said? Paro se fahataka. For you to achieve that which God wants you to achieve, a day is enough. My Jesus serves the best wine. I declare gladness in your life. All this season of sorrow this week, those season of sorrow you've had is being swallowed by the sweetness of God. Lift your hands and begin to speak in tongues. Listen. Let me show you something. You see, there's something called the wine press. You are not speaking in tongues like you are pressing the wine. When it comes to wine press, there is a smashing and a squeezing. Listen, it means within that moment, there were a lot that Jesus did. At the wedding, Jesus became a winemaker. Lift your hands. You know, I've told you before about early success, right? That if you want to have early success, you must start early.
maybe, yes, you couldn't start early. Maybe you thought you started early, but you didn't start early because of the inconsistency in your concentration. And so there's so much delay. But I believe we have the best wine server. He's Jesus. He's in our life. I can hit any target. I can transform my city. I can win my city. It's a city built in a day. But as soon as Zion travailed, can a city be built in a day? So if a city cannot be built in a day, just as a wine cannot be produced in a day, but yet Jesus produced the best wine in human history in a day, I can take a city in a day. You're going to lift our voice in prayer. In this prayer, you are speaking in tongues and you are prophesying. It's a season of manifestation. It's a season of manifestation. And I want you to know something. There is this grace the Lord has released, especially through this week. There is this grace where the Lord has amplified our voices. Doesn't matter the delay. Doesn't matter the stagnation. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the inconsistency that has gone on in your life. Doesn't matter the season of sorrow. It doesn't matter how things seem to be gloomy. The glory of God is in you. The Lord is in your life. Doesn't matter how worse, how bad the situation is. It may be that there is no wine. There is no gladness. There is nothing to rejoice about. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Wine is coming out. Wine is coming out. Goodness, goodness, goodness of God. What is that project? Call it forth. I receive good things in my life. Barasone ketoska. Rabashavalagabaha. I have the ideas. I have the resources. I have the finances. Ilasome katoska. Come on, lift your voice. I have the money. Rasetoska. Lebosh. Lebosh. I defile time and space. Zuta lalaba. I defile physics. What seems to be done in 10 years? Resorekatoska. What seems to be done in 10 years? I have the grace to do it in a month. In the name of Jesus. What has to be done in 3 months? I have the grace to complete it in 1 week. In 1 week, I hit my target. Radosa. I'm not ending this year without hitting my target. Libo Sondaga. I have the ideas. I have the finances. I have the resources. I have the personnel. Rosete. Erebo Shekeba. Rate. Rabakatos. Laba Shavalagade. La Raya Masunta, Iacovala Mashe, Raparatosa, Icalabaye, Iandalababa, Rabala Shadala, Icabala Lamatos, Evrete Retevrete, Evreteske Rabasha, Aratakaba, Arabala Katos Kababa. You might have had a long season of discouragement, of brokenness. Come on. It doesn't matter whether there is no wine. It doesn't matter whether there is no wine. When you look on your right and you look on your left, it's like there is no wine. In the name of Jesus, divine help is released. In the name of Jesus. It is this same Jesus that stopped the storm. Hey, he tamed the storm. My Jesus is untamable and tameable. He's in charge. He's over it all. Come on, rise to your feet. If you are sitting, rise to your feet. Roar in the Holy Ghost.
I will hit my financial target in the name of Jesus. I will hit my soul winning target in the name of Jesus. I am resilient, just like Mary. Mary did not accept that as Jesus is at a wedding, there will be no wine. She couldn't accept it. She said, as long as Jesus is here, there will be abundance of wine. I have Jesus in my life. I have Jesus in my life. I refuse impossibility. I have Jesus in my life.
Hey,
I refuse to say it is over. It cannot be over. It cannot be over. I cannot be put to shame. It cannot be over. I cannot be put to shame. It cannot be over. I cannot be put to shame. I hit my target. Grace is released. Grace is released. In my family, grace is released. Upon my siblings, grace is released. I see a turnaround. I see a turnaround. Malama sore kandabe. Extraordinary favor. Hey! Extraordinary favor. In the belly sote. Come on. Press the wine. Press the wine. As you are bubbling in tongues, you are bringing out the best wine out of you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Arote sereba shabalose. The best wine is coming out of me. If you don't understand it, there were six jars. The number six is the number of man. The jars are made of clay. Man is a vessel. A vessel. Paruse teke rata. These vessels represent man. I tell you, out of you, God is fetching out the best wine. Out of my life, I see the best wine. Two things are happening right now. The Lord is flooding your heart. He's filling you up with the quality of his best, and is bringing his best out of you. Hey! I ascend onto new levels. I ascend onto new levels. Christ is magnified in me. Hey! I tell you, there is an anointing that will come upon you right now in the name of Jesus. There is an impartation of the Holy Ghost coming upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Ravetetos, 1, 2, 3. That impartation is an impartation of the anointing. It's an impartation of fresh grace. Ah, receive it now. Labakato rabashanda laba. Take it right now in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and receive it. A new level of glory, as the Lord is bringing out his glory in you. Many are celebrating the glory of God in your life, as a new grace has been released. Receive that impartation. Receive that impartation of the Holy Ghost. Wasted years are being restored. Wasted years are being restored. Ha! Wasted years are being restored. Wasted years are being restored. There is change in that health condition. Right now, there is change in the health condition. Parotas karama shavredados, regruntas kavarapache. There is abundance of rain. Ikokosate kirata, I receive good things in my life. Hey, Rabakatos. My life is full of satisfaction. I'm satisfied with ideas. The Lord is satisfying my life with great ideas, with finances, with personnel, resources that are consistent with my life and the calling of God. Glorious things are happening to me. Glorious things are happening to me. Thank you, Jesus. Glorious things are happening to me. My course is enlarged. Thank you, Jesus. I increase in capacity. Thank you, Jesus. I heard the Lord say, you have had a long season of struggle, and it's like you've lost your ignition. You've lost your spark. But the Lord says, you are reborn. You are reborn. You lost your spark. You lost some fire. You lost the focus. You lost your direction. Right now, you are reborn. Reborn! The new wine is coming out of you. A new wine is coming out. Kevala masale mate. Ikalabasonele makavale mate. Now you begin to do great things. In the name of Jesus. You will no longer live an ordinary life. Results are happening. Hey! I'm extraordinary. I'm extraordinary. I'm extraordinary. Rabata sata. Sweetness is coming out of me. Sweetness, sweetness. Men are responding to you. Hey, Rabagados. Hey, Lamashanda. Your life is upward and forward. Come on, begin to rejoice. Begin to rejoice. Begin to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Hey, hey, Rakataba. Hey. Come on, rejoice in the Lord. Glorious things are happening to you. Oh, glorious things are happening.